Now let's go back on track to the theme of the meeting, which is building inclusive economies, building a better world. A year ago in Beijing, APEC leaders approved a roadmap for promoting free trade in the Asia-Pacific region, which is also known as FTAAP. It's aimed at consolidating regional integration and defining long-term development goals. So what are we expecting from Manila?
Well, I think many countries are expecting that the trade or economic issues, especially economic cooperation among the Asian Pacific countries, will be the center of the talk because many of these countries, they are experiencing economic recession or slowdown. So they really hope that, more concrete action plans will be adopted to stimulate their national economies. However, because of this very tricky timing right after the Paris attack, I think the security issues, the anti-terrorism issues will overshadow the trade discussions.
Well, talking more about these economic free trade zones, China's been conducting a strategic study on the just-mentioned FTA Asia-Pacific and will deliver a report at the Manila meeting. So, to your understanding, what would you say are some of the key elements for such a giant free trade pact to be a success?
At this stage, what China is trying to achieve is a consensus reached among the APEC members to push forward the idea of this FTAAP. It was approved last year, but between last year and this year's summit, little progress has been made. So the Chinese government is hoping that by the end of next year, by the end of 2016, at least, among the APEC economies, they will be able to finish the first round of feasibility studies.
President Xi Jinping will expound on China's policy of cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region and the implementation of the consensus reached last year. He's in Manila with a strong contingent of business leaders. So what do you think that signals, that this is a business-oriented and business-centered kind of trip?
Yes, I think that has been emphasized by the Chinese government because the emphasis here is APEC should be an appropriate forum to talk about trade liberalization, to talk about business cooperation, but not to talk more about the security issues.